Alright, we're learning V'eschanon Aleph Chelek Yudalid, which is a Siyum HaMesechta Shabbos. So Siyum HaMesechta Shabbos. And the last Mishnah HaMesechta Shabbos, maybe just say over the Teichen before we learn it inside. The Mishnah says over the Azoy that there was a story that there was someone that was very ill in one house, and they were afraid he's going to pass away. And that house had a window, and there was an alley between this house and the next house, which also had a window. And there was a gigas, let's say, a big bathtub, we'll call it, that was on top of the two houses, that connected the two houses. And that gigas had a crack in it. So there was a question, if the crack in the gigas, which went across the gigas, was a tefach, so then even if the person is going to die in this house, so normally when a person dies, so the tumah could go out through the window, and if there's an oil on top of this window, so the tumah is under the oil, and if that oil extends to another house, and there's a window in that other house which is under the oil, so memela, the tumah is going to go from one house to the other house through the oil. If on the other hand there's a crack in the oil between the two houses, a crack that's a tefach wide, so then the tumah is not going to pass over. Now, they didn't really know if the crack was a tefach, so what they first did was that they closed the window with a kli cheres, and with a kli cheres, so the tumah shouldn't go out. And then they went ahead and they took another keli, and they tied it to a stick. They tied the keli to a stick, and that keli was a tefach wide. And then they took that stick and they stuck it up to see whether the gigas was a tefach wide. They measured the crack in the gigas. And by sticking that stick up with the keli on top of the stick, they were able to measure whether or not the gigas was a tefach wide. That was the story. And from there, the Mishnah derives three dinim. One din is that you could close the window. That's the din of Peikikin. And another din is that you're allowed to measure something to see whether or not the size of it. And as the Gemara says, it's only Lidvar Mitzvah. And also Koshrin, that you're able to tie something also, again, if it's talking about a knot, which is not a Kesher Shel Kayama, so it's only a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan, so you're allowed to also do that. That's the three things that are said in the Mishnah. All right, we'll learn insight. B'kasher l'dinei Shabbos. So the Rebbe is going to be the Rebbe is going to shtelzach on the Seder Advarim. The Seder Advarim was that first it was Peikikin. First they closed the window, and then they tied the keli to the top of the stick to be able to measure, and then they measured. And l'peil, the Seder in the Mishnah is that it says Peikikin, and then it says Moedidin, and then it says Koshin. So that's really what the Sikh is about. Why does it say first Koshin and then Moedidin? That's the Nakuda of the Sikh. The Rebbe is going to explain that the Nakuda of the Sikh is going to be why there's a Chumrah in Koshin Legabi Moedidin, that there's a Fakert, I'm sorry, why there's a Chumrah in Moedidin Legabi Koshin, and therefore that's why it says first Maidedin and then Kushan. We'll learn about it in the Sikh. We'll start here. B'kasher l'dini Shabbos, which Shishmira Shabbos, Yachas, Miaseres Hadibris, Haksuvis Gambit Parsha Seinu, which is explaining what's the Shaykhas of this to this Parsha, is Isa b'Mishnah b'Siyam Mesechta Shabbos. Mishnah says Azoy. U'maisa b'mei Oviv Sherab Tzodik, u'b'mei Abishol ben Botnes, Shepokeku es Hamor, which means they close the mor, which is the chalein, the window, b'tafiach. Tafiach is a pach shel cheres, a keli of cheres. And the cheres is only mekabel, a kli cheres is only mekabel tuma mitechi, not megabe. So in mele, if the gabe was towards the tuma, so in mele it wasn't mekabel tuma. V'koshu is a mekida, and then they went and they tied the mekida, which was a kli cheres, begemi, with a gemi. Leida im yesh begigas pesach tefachile. So they wanted to verify whether the gigas, the crack in the gigas, as we said, the crack, there was a crack across the gigas, which was connecting the two buildings. So if that crack was less than a tefach, so therefore the tumah would be over from one house to the other house through the chaloinis. But if it was a pisach tefach, then the tumah wouldn't be over. So that's what they did. They were first pakuk was hamor, and then they were kosher was hamikida, and then they were and then they went and they measured the gigas. And from their words we learn, and you know, from the fact that they did this, we learn yashapoikikin, you're allowed to close up this hole in the wall, this window. No, it's not a shaila of nira kemesiv alabinyan. It's not a problem. And also umoydidin, you're allowed to measure, and the koishim b'shabbos, and you could also tie a knot on Shabbos. Zhainu shabbos mutar lifki kesachalein limded. To tie a cat, obviously a kesher shel kayom is isur deraisa, that wouldn't be mutter. But when we're talking about a kesher sheinu shel kayom, it's mutter. Now, b'negea, how mutter is it? So he says, ubi gemara shem mavur, derak medida shel mitzvah muteris. In other words, when you say meididin, it means only a medida shel mitzvah. The gemara says mefurish. Normally, you're not allowed to do medida. It's considered a maisechel, a zilzul Shabbos. But a medida shel mitzvah is mutter. V'chein, b'negei l'kshira, is mefurish b'shulchan aruch, shirak l'tzerech mitzvah mutter l'kshir kesher. Only l'tzerech mitzvah is mutter l'kshir kesher uman she'en shel kayama. If you're doing a proper kesher, but the reason why it's not a deraisa, because it's not there to stay, so then again, it's only mutter l'tzerech mitzvah. Ulam b'negei l'pkika, as far as paikikin is concerned, is mavur b'teisu sham. Over there, teisu says shehim muter is gam shalei l'tzerich mitzvah. That the din of peikikin is muter even shalei l'tzerich mitzvah. And the Rebbe is going to get involved in that as well. Behemshich. The nekudas hadvarim is that the iser of peikikin, the shail of peikikin, is a shail of daimel abinyan. It's a shail of being daimel abinyan. So the heter of peikikin is because we consider it not Deimel Abinyan. If there would be a Shaila of Deimel Abinyan, and as a result of that, it would be Osir when it's not Letzerich Mitzvah, so Tesu says Letzerich Mitzvah also wouldn't be Mutter. In other words, if there is an Isir, it would be so Osir that it wouldn't be Mutter Letzerich Mitzvah either. And if it's Mutter, it's a Raya that it's not considered Deimel Abinyan. And Memel, it's Mutter, even not Letzerich Mitzvah. That's L'chur of the Pshat. That's the chur of the pshat, why poikikin, we understand that it's even not l'tzerich mitzvah. So, akopan, this is the story, and the Gemara, the Mishnah says that we learn out poikikin, and meididin, and kosher. So on that, the Rebbe is, the sarach lehovin, hatam hashaseide b'mishnah, hu poikikin, v'achar kach hu meididin v'kosher. The reason why first it says peikikin and then it says meidin vacation, yesh name of pashtus. First they block the mar with this keli of cheres, with this pachshel cheres, bitafiyach, pachshel cheres. And then, and v'achar kach koshu madudu. So that's poshut. Since we're going according to the Seder of how things happen, and that's why it says first Peikikin and then the Meidid invocation, is Havalilameima Vakoshin Vacharkach Meididim. Sharitchila Koshu Samikida Vacharkach Vayideze Modudu Leidim Yesh Begigas Biseya Tafach and Love. The Pashtas, the Mishnah says that they were Koshu, and then they went and they measured to see if the Gigas was a Biseyach Tafach. So the Pashtus, L'chura, first was the Kesher, then the Meidid. That's the Kasha of the Rebbe. And that's really the whole Kasha of the Sicha, that's what Sicha is going to be based on. The question is, why does it say first Meididin and then Kesher? L'chura, first it was Kesher, then Meididin. Just want to point out, I mean, this is a Zaitik, it's not really so important, maybe it is, it's just Kedai to know, that in the Bartanura, when the Bartanura says Pshat in the Mishnah, see, he says that they didn't really know that the tefiach was a tefach. So I'm sorry, the mekida, the kli cheres, which they tied with the gemi first, they measured it to establish that it's a tefach, and then they went ahead and they checked to see whether the gigas had a crack of a tefach. So it comes out, according to him, that the moedidin was really on the mekida. So obviously the moedidin was before the kosher. They measured the mekida. That's how he learns. And if that would be the pshat, so then the kasha, there wouldn't be a kasha. The Rebbe's kasha wouldn't be shver, because lechura it was taka. It was first, it was moedidin, then it was kosher. And I'm thinking that maybe that's why the Bartanura taka learns that way, because he had taka also the problem. Why does it say kosherin? Why does it say moedidin and then kosherin? Because lechura was fakert. So therefore he understood that the moedidin was before. First it was a moedidin, they measured the mekida to see whether or not it was a tefach, and then they went ahead and they checked with that to see if the gigas was a tefach. But in the Gemara, when you learn the Gemara, there's no mention of it. There's no mention that they measured the mekida. They took the mekida and they tied it, and then they went ahead and they checked to see whether the gigas was a tefach. And when Rashi also, when Rashi says in Rashi and Gemara, within the last Amud in the Gemara, when Rashi says they took the mekida, which was a tefach, there's no at all remes at all that there's a psasvara that they had to measure the mekida to see if it was a tefach. They took the mekida, which was a tefach, and then they went ahead and it's hard to, yeah, so I mean, to say that they took a mekida and they had to measure the mekida, there was no mekida that they knew there was a tefach. They didn't have anything that they knew was a tefach that they could tie. And therefore, they had to do two inyanim. According to Bartanura, they measured first the mekida and then they measured the gigas. So, Akopon, the Rebbe doesn't even mention this swara. So, Akopon is a dover aposhut that they first tied the mekida, which they knew was a tefach, and then they went, they measured the gigas. So, the Rebbe is asking, so why does it say moedidin then koshim? Should say koshim then moedidin. That's the shayla. That is the shayla. Now, the Rebbe took for granted that the reason why it says poikikin first is because poikikin, that was what happened. First they were poikikin, and then they were moedidin v'koshin, or koshin or moedidin, but first they were poikikin. There's another svara why it's possible that it says poikikin first. And that is based on a rule that if you have chidushim, if you have a list of things that says in a Mishnah, and they're listed in one words. In other words, you have a little list. So like over here we have poikikin, and then we have moedidin, and then we have koshin, like a list. So the seder advarim is that you always write the bigger chiddush first, and then the lesser chiddush. That's what the Rebbe is saying here, based on a toisvus. Maybe I don't think we're going to get involved in this toisvus right now. I think maybe later we can get involved in the toisvus. I think we'll get involved in the toisvus. We'll digress, but the Rebbe says that there's a mashmois of a teisvus that says that when you have a list of things, when the Mishnah mentions a list of things, the seder advarim is that you'll write. In other words, if you have two things, so normally, let's make a klarkeit. When you have things in a Mishnah, so normally, if you have two sentences in the Mishnah, two following in the Mishnah. So the Seder Advarim is that there's a concept called Lezu Avzu. That first you say the smaller Chiddush, and then you say the bigger Chiddush. That's a normal Seder. Sometimes there's a Seder called Zu Ve'in Tzarech Lemer Zu, which means you say the bigger Chiddush, and then you say the smaller Chiddush. Now over here we're talking about Chiddushim, which the second Chiddush would be able to be figured out if you'd know the bigger Chiddush, and you wouldn't have to say it. But from deswegen, there's a musa called Leizu Avzu, or Zu Ve'in Tzarech Lemer Zu. Now, the Seder of Leizu Avzu is the more regular Seder. Seder of Zu Ve'in Tzarech Lemer Zu is not regular at all. It's not a regular thing. As Tesis, he brings from in the hearts, in the Chshul Yagilyim. But I'll call upon him, there's a Tosfos that says that when you have two words, one... The first Mishnah in the second parak of Kedushin, Hayish Mekadesh Bayu Bishluchei. So the Gemara asks, Hashta Bishluchei is Bayu Miboy. What's the Lashna Gemara? Nachmal. Hayish Mekadesh Bayu Bishluchei.
So the Gemara hashti b'shluchim mekadosh boy mi boye. So Tesis, so why does it have to say boy? That was the question of Tesis. That's the question of the Gemara. And on that Tesis asks, maybe it's lezu avzu. Those hashti hayish mekadosh boy u'b'shluchim. So maybe it's lezu avzu. So that Tesis says no. When you have two words one after the other, there's no rule of you don't say lezu avzu. You don't say lezu avzu. And I think the Rebbe is saying that fakert, if you'll say one after the other, so then it should be zu vein tzorech lemer zu. Whereas then it should be first the bigger chiddush and then the smaller chiddush. First the bigger chiddush and then the smaller chiddush. So the Rebbe is understanding, the Rebbe is taking out of this tesvis, that when you have two words, one after the other, you always say the bigger chiddush and then you say the smaller chiddush. So if that's the case, could be, l'churid is a svara, that the reason why it says poikikin, before Moedidim Vekoshin is not because Poikikin was first and then Moedidim Vekoshin was later, but rather because Poikikin is a bigger Chiddush. Psanusvar, because Poikikin is a bigger Chiddush. Now, if that's the case, so then, but Lechea Moedidim Vekoshin, you also have to start clearing which is the bigger Chiddush. And once you'll establish which is the bigger Chiddush, so then maybe we'll understand why it says first Moedidim and then Koshin. That would be like a Pesach. To answer the question, if we assume that we're going in the order of how it happened, so we have a Shverkeit. Poikikin says first because that's the order of what happened. Memelech should say also Koshin or Maididin. But if we establish that the reason why it says Poikikin first is because, not because that was the order of the way it happened, but rather because that was the bigger Chiddush, so then we'll to understand that maybe that's why it says Maididin or Koshin. That first it says Maidim and then Koshin, because Maidim is the bigger Chiddush. But on that, the Rebbe is going to ask, why is Maidim the bigger Chiddush? The Rebbe is going to ask that L'chura Koshin is the bigger Chiddush. That's the Seder Advarim of what's going to be the Sikha. And Ba'amis, L'maskonis Advarim, that's going to really be the Teretz. That the beer is going to be at the end, that Ba'amis Maidim is a bigger Chiddush, and therefore, that's why Taka says Maidim the Koshin. Okay, that's just I'm giving you the Agdom of what we're learning here. So the kasha was that l'chura, since we're going in the order of events, so it should say first poikik, and then it should say koshin u'maididin. Then the Rebbe continues, v'gam im timtza leimar, the hatam l'hakdomas din de poikikin, that the reason why poikikin says first, hulei rak mipnei dekach havi uvda, because the poikikin actually came first, ki im gam mipnei haklal hamuvin midivri atesis, which the Rebbe just says, this is a klal which is moving midivri atesis, Shebishtei Tevis, that if you have two words, Haseidru Zuv Ein Tzorech Leimazu. There's not like normally where the Seder is preferably Leizu Avzu, but when you have two words, it's Fakert. It's Zuv Ein Tzorech Leimazu. You say the bigger Chiddush, and then you say the smaller Chiddush. Ubimele Muvin. I'm sorry. I mean, the Seder is Zuv Ein Tzorech Leimazu. In other words, just make it clear. Zuv ein tzorech lemer zu means that you said the chiddush, and the second one you really don't even have to say. I mean, it's so really it's already kol in the first. You say it anyways. So zuv ein tzorech lemer zu. Why should you say zuv ein tzorech lemer zu rather than lezu avzu? The pastor is because you want to say the bigger chiddush first. You want to say the bigger Chiddush first, so therefore you'd say Zuv Ein Tzorech Leimer Zu as opposed to Leizu Avzu. So if that's the case, so Ma'adach, so Al Derech, I don't know if Ma'adach, but I'll call upon Hu'adin, if you have two things, which is not really Bebchina Zuv Ein Tzorech Leimer Zu, because they're both Chiddush, but the first one is a bigger Chiddush, and the second one is a smaller Chiddush, although the second Chiddush wouldn't necessarily have known from the first Chiddush, but sof kol sof, the second Chiddush is also a smaller Chiddush than the first Chiddush. So then it makes sense that also, that the order should be first the greater Chiddush and then the smaller Chiddush. Yeah. So I'll call upon Eidapam. The Rebbe says that there's a Teisvis, there's a Mashma from Teisvis. He gets involved in Arichos over here, in the Haris. Hopefully we'll get back to it. That it's Mashma from Teisvis, that the Seder Advarim is that when you have two words, so the Seder is not Lezu Avzu, but rather Zu Vein Tzorech Leimer Zu. Which from here, we can also derive that when you have two words, and over here it's bepchinas not zu vein tzorich lemer zu, but one is a bigger chiddush and one is a smaller chiddush, so also the seder should be that first you should say the bigger chiddush and then you should say the smaller chiddush. Just make it clear the chiddush between lezu zu vein tzorich lemer zu as opposed to a bigger chiddush and a smaller chiddush. So memela could be that the reason why it says peikikin and then moedidim v'koshin is not only because peikin was first, but rather because peikin is a bigger chiddush. Now, why is peikin a bigger chiddush? That's also not so clear. Why is peikin a bigger chiddush? So here the Rebbe is going to say, because lepeil peikin is even b'chayil. No, I'm sorry. Peikin is even not l'dvar mitzvah. Peikin is even not l'dvar mitzvah. There's koshin of moedidim. Moedidim and koshin is only l'dvar mitzvah. But peikin is even not l'dvar mitzvah. And since it's even not l'dvar mitzvah, so therefore it's a bigger chiddush. That's how the Rebbe says it. I'll read it again. I'll start again. V'gamim timtzalemer. V'gamim timtzalemer. Datam lagdom es din de peikikin. Hulei rak mipnei de kacha ve'uvda. That's not the only reason why peikikin came first. Kiyim mipnei haklal. Because of the rule, which is hamuvin midivri ha-tesis, which is understood from tesis, that shebishtei tevis, when you have two words, so over there the seder is who a seder who zu ve'ein tzorech lemer zu, and not lezu avzu like in regular situations when you have two faun. U'bemele muvin, once we see from that tesis that when you have two words, rather than saying lezu avzu, which would mean that the bigger chiddush comes later, but rather it should be zu ve'ein tzorech lemer zu, which means that the greater chiddush comes first. Memele muvin should say chen lishnis tchila hadin sheyesh bechiddush yesus. That's a rule. Then when you have two words one after the other, the seder advarim is that the first word should allude to the greater chiddush, and the second word should allude to the second chiddush. And v'lochin bo kan tchilas din the peikikin. Maybe you'll say that that's the reason why peikikin comes first. Mishum yisna chiddush abe. Why is it a bigger chiddush this peikikin? V'hainu. So lechura v'hainu kiven shehitiru lifkek afal pi de domi lebinyan. Lepel we see that they were matter lifkek agam lechura it's domi lebinyan is ari muchrach shezel b'chol efen gam shelei letzerich mitzvah. So in other words, the heter of peikikin is a bigger chiddush. It's a bigger chiddush because it's mutter even shelei letzerich mitzvah. The bishum mitzvah lehoyim matirin k'mavur b'teisus. So emelu lepel mamish peikikin is mutter even shelei letzerich mitzvah. So memela, that's a greater chiddush. So the Pashas Hadvarim, it comes out that the reason why peikikin is a greater chiddush is because lepeil peikikin is even shalei letzerich mitzvah. Masha'inki medida ukshira shiktiru rak letzerich mitzvah. Kanal. It's only letzerich mitzvah. So it sounds like that the reason why we assume that Poikikin is a bigger Chiddush is because Poikikin is even B'choil, even not L'Tzerich Mitzvah, and Keshen Medidin is only L'Tzerich Mitzvah, and that's why it's a bigger Chiddush. But L'Chura, I mean, you have to understand, L'Chura Richtik, that this is even Shnat L'Tzerich Mitzvah, but this is only L'Tzerich Mitzvah, but is that a Hechrich that it's a bigger Chiddush? I mean, L'chure, maybe it's a shvacher zach. If it's a shvacher zach, so it's mutter even shalei letzerich mitzvah. And if it's a starker zach, it's only mutter letzerich mitzvah. I mean, is that a hechrich? Is that a hechrich that this is like a bigger chiddush? I'm saying, l'chure, maybe you could put into the words and explain like this. In other words, poikikin is a bigger problem. The issue of poikikin is a bigger problem. So therefore, if they were matirit, they were matirit even shalei letzerich mitzvah. So memela, the chiddush that poikikin is, in other words, the svar is that poikikin should be a bigger problem. And memela, if they were matirit, so they must have been matirit even, it must be mutter even shalei letzerich mitzvah. Masha'inkin keshin umeidin is not such a big problem, and therefore they could have been matirit only letzerich mitzvah. So we see that the issue of peikikin is an issue of a bigger problem. V'har raya if you're matir, it has to be matir even shalila tzerich mitzvah. So that in itself is a reason why it's a bigger chiddush. No, it's not the bigger chiddush is because it's only b'meisach, it's also without a mitzvah. The fact that it's even shalila tzerich mitzvah is because if it would have been only l'tzerich mitzvah, they wouldn't have been matirit, which means that the issue is a more severe iser. So that's a bigger chiddush, that an issue which is a more severe iser is mutter. I'm not sure if that's what it really says here. The Pashtus HaDvarim says, like we said originally, that because Peikikin is even Shalei L'Tzerich Mitzvah, so that's a bigger chiddush. Agam L'Chura, you have to understand, L'Chura Echmein, something that's less is mutter even Shalei L'Tzerich Mitzvah, and something that's more is only a chiddush that's L'Tzerich Mitzvah is mutter. Why is that a hechrich that this is a bigger chiddush and this is a smaller chiddush? Mashenken, the way we just said it, could be fakert. The reason why it's even mutter shalei l'tzerich mitzvah is because, or else it wouldn't have been mutter even l'tzerich mitzvah. In other words, we're talking about something very severe. So mimele, the fact that it's mutter is a bigger chiddush. As a trachtich, maybe kem trachtich. Al kol pon, lama zech nishtarayin lozen in inyonim tzodim. The Nekudas, it's not really in Yom Tzodim really, but I mean to say, you know, we'll get involved in this prat. The Nekuda is that in the Sikha it says clear that Poikikin is a bigger Chiddush than Koshin Omeidin. That's clear. What's the Havana that it's a bigger Chiddush? That, you know, maybe we could deal with. Masha'enkin Medidu G'tir Sheik Tir Rak L'Tzerich Mitzvah Kana. So he says, could be that's Taka the reason. But that's not going to really explain anything B'negeyak. No, that's not going to help us. The kasha of the Rebbe was, why does it say Moidedin before Koshin? L'chura first was the Koshin and then the Moidedin. Now, the kasha was based, the reason why it says Poikikin first is because that's what happened first. So l'chura, the Hamshech, should also be, I'll say, the when it happened. How did it happen? First it was Modad, at first it was Koshin, then it was Modad. That's the kasha. Now the Rebbe is suggesting that maybe the reason why it says Poikikin first is not because that's what happened first. The reason why it says Poikikin first is because Poikikin is the biggest Chiddush. So you say, fine. Let's assume that that's the reason why it says Poikikin first. Now let's take a look at Moedidin Vakashin. Is anyone a bigger Chiddush? So if we'll assume Moedidin is a bigger Chiddush, good, that'll also explain why Moedidin is first. But Lechura, Moedidin v'Koshin are both in the same level of Chiddush. So Lechura, since they're in the same level of Chiddush, see, even if we'll assume that Poikikin is first because it's a bigger Chiddush. But now when we have two things that are in the same level of Chiddush, so Lechura, the Seichel says that they should be according to the Seder, how it happened. That's what he's saying. Tam Zaina Shaykh Lagdomas, who made it in location. Da Chiddush Din B'Shneim Shava. Because over there, they're both the same Chiddush. The level of the Chiddush is the same a level. And since there's no greater Chiddush in Moedidin as opposed to Koshin, is Mistaber, Shaseide B'Mishnah, Tzorech Lias, Al Pisidrim B'Maisa B'Peil. It would make sense that the Seder and the Mishnah should be according to how it happened, which is Kshira, Kedim L'Medida. That first there was the Kshira, and then there was the Medida. V'Adarab. And if anything, is Pum Fakert. In other words, first we're saying, even though we'll assume that Poikikin came because Poikikin was a bigger Chiddush, and that's why it's first. But L'chura, Mehecha Tesa, that Moedidin is a bigger Chiddush than Koshin. L'chura, they're both Issa, they're Abonans. I mean, what's the Chiddush? Both of them are Mutter, only L'Tzerich Mitzvah. So why is one a greater Chiddush than the other? And if anything, it's Pum Fakert, so the Rebbe is saying, that L'chura, Koshin is a bigger Chiddush than Moedidin. And Memele, Koshin should be first, before Moedidin, on two accounts. First of all, because in Seder it was like that. First, it was Keshen that made it in. And secondly, because Lepel Mamish Keshen is a bigger Chiddush. Va'adirab, Lechura, Beheta Dikshira, Yesh Chiddush Yesem, Beheta Medida. Lechura, the Heter of Kshira is a greater Chiddush than the Heter of Medida. Why? Isa Medida B'Shabbos, Umepnei Shu Maisechel, V'Zilzu Shabbos. That's the whole Isa of Medida. Masha'inkin Isa Kshira, Shel Kesha, She'ena Shel Kayoma, Hu Mitam Ube'efen. What's the Hagadora So Yisr? She Medivri Seferim Nikra Zeh Gamken Shel Kayom. That's Lashon Dal Terebe. That Midrabonon, when you make a Kesha Shel Kayom, a Kesha Maisa Umen, See, and you want it to be there for a while, but you don't want it to be there for indefinitely. So midrabbanan, that's also called shel kayama. Hainu bekesher shuhidemu l'kshir deraisa. So in other words, we have two isurim. One isur which is called uvn dechel, maisa chel, and there's another isur which midrabbanan has a din of a kesher shel kayama. Midraisa is not a kesher shel kayama. Midrabbanan is a kesher shel kayama. Val pize poshut yeser. Less a midivri seifrim kshira ademol umlocha deraisa, miless a midivri seifrim medida shurak maisachel. If you'll clear which should be osir, which is gecher, which should be easier to asir, is lachura a maisa which is dema to a isa deraisa is easier to asir than a maisa which is only a maisachel. So therefore, if it's easier to asir kshira than it is medida, so lachura to be matir is harder to be matar kshir than matar medida. It's a bigger kiddush to be matar something that's easier to aser than that's gecher to aser than to be matar something which is further out to aser. Is v'lochin kshehitiru shneim l'tzerich mitzvah is that a beheter kshira is revusi yeser mi beheter medida. So the chur is a bigger kiddush in the fact that kshira is mutar than the medida is mutar. V'im ken gam b'tam zeh hava l'lemei metchila v'kesher v'chakach medida. So Mimela, from this reason also it should have first said Kesher v'achar kameidah. Is b'kitzur, lama nachmal ibered, l'poshen t'pshat. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah brings the story of how there was a problem with the mess, and they were pokakus amor, and then they were kosher samedida to know if the gigas has a pesach tefach or not. And from here we learn out that poikikin and moididin the kosher. So the Rabbi asks, L'chura poikikin, it says first, because that's what happened first. But l'chura, what happened first was moididin, and then it was koshrin, and then it was moididin. So why does the Mishnah say, moididin v'koshrin? That's the kash. L'chura, just like poikikin says first, because that was the seder, so l'chura, koshrin should say first, because that was the seder. That was the question. Are you going to tie in, and maybe the reason why it says poikikin first is not because it was the seder, but because Poikikin is a bigger chiddush. Why is Poikikin a bigger chiddush? Because lepeil from we see that Poikikin is even something which is mutter not only l'tzerich mitzvah. Masha'inkin, the other things are mutter even only l'tzerich mitzvah. So therefore, the din of Poikikin is a greater chiddush. And maybe that's why Poikikin says first. He says fine. Could be that's why Poikikin also, another reason why Poikikin says first. But that's not going to explain the change between Moedid and the Kreshin. Because Adirabba, because Lepel Mamish, by Moedid and Kreshin, Lechura, neither of them is greater. And Memela, since neither of them is a greater Chiddush, so Memela, Lechura, the Seder should be that by Poikikin Laniach, over there it says first, because it's a greater Chiddush. But when it comes to Moedid and Kreshin, where neither of them is a greater Chiddush, so Lechura should go according to the Seder, how it happened. First they were Kreshin, and then they were Moedid. That's what the Rebbe is asking. And then furthermore, if we're going to talk and get involved, which is a greater chiddush, is fakert. Koshrin sounds like a greater chiddush than moedidin. Because the isser of koshrin is because midrabbanan and has a din of a kesher shulchayom midrabbanan. The isser of moedidin is a psachidush diki isser, that it's a zilzul shabbos, it's a maisachel, psachidush diki chiddush. So the isser of kshira is l'chura more poshut than the isser of moedidin. So l'chura, the heter of the isser kshira is a more mechudish than the heter of the isser moedidin. So Memelis, for two reasons, koshrin should have said before moedidin. First of all, it should have said, because then everything would have been in the seder advarim, peikikin, koshrin and moedidin. And also because in the seder advarim, it's at the chiddush. First the chiddush of peikikin, and then the chiddush of koshrin, which is also a chiddush. And then there's the smallest chiddush, which is moedidin. So the question is, so why does it say moedidin before koshrin? That's the shaila that the Rebbe asks.
Siv beis. The nekuda sabir is going to be that ein chinami, medida is takor a bigger chiddush than koshrin. Although seemingly it would seem that koshrin, since it's doima l'mlocha, and medida is only oven d'chel, so l'chura koshrin should be a bigger chiddush that it's mutter than moedidin.
And the Rebbe is going to be masber, no, that Moedadin is dafka a bigger chiddush, and that's taka why Moedadin says before Koshin. Although Bepeil Mamish, first they were Koshin, and then they were Moedadin. But since Moedadin, the fact that you're allowed to be Moedad L'tzerich Mitzvah on Shabbos, is a greater chiddush than the fact that you're allowed to be kosher. So therefore, the Mishnah Taka has the chseder of meididin and then kosher. The Yuvin calls the behegdim ashishanina betchilas mesepta Shabbos. Shemulaches itzo ein asura midiraisa, el be'efen shameitzi oisa akirav anoch. That's the first Mishnah in Shabbos, that if it was pashat balabaisis yode and it was nosan l'teich yode shaloni or fakert, so then, the chayiv, Masha'enkin, if they, one of them did the akira and the other one did the anocha, so then it's potter, then it's only osim midrabon. Aval ba'akira bilvad b'lei anocha, e ba'anocha b'lei akira, e na'asura kiyam midivri sefer. Is yadua akushi baza, akushi alza, loma liti osim midiraisa, gam akira levad, e anocha levad. Why shouldn't akira alone or anocha alone also be osir? Mitam chotzi shir, Shu osim in atera gam b'melech Shabbos. So the emes is that there are shittas. Mashu brings shittas a Rambam in the Ara in Ara 16 that hold that by melech Shabbos there's no musig called chotzishir osim in atera. So obviously, if you hold there's no musig of chotzishir osim in atera by Shabbos, so the kasha there's no kasha. But if you hold shittas Rashi, the Alter Rebbe, that hold that there is a chatzi shir on Shabbos is also osir. So if a person was meitzi on Shabbos, a chatzi gregris, so even though the shir of itzo is a gregris, but if you were meitzi chatzi gregris, it's osir min atera. You're not chayiv, but it's osir min atera. So the question is, just like taking out a chatzi gregris is osir min atera, so why shouldn't doing an akira without an anocha or anocha without an akira also be osir min atera? That's the kash. Umevur b'yishev hadover, as explained in answering this question, al pi adiuk bad goshes haloshen the high klal legufa. From the words itself, chotzi shir osim an atera, we could have the answer to this question. Ha'isim an atera udafke b'chotzi shir. Haynu shechotzi rak b'shir. You're doing a malacha. You're doing a malacha, and normally the shir of this malacha should be a certain amount. Let's say. By itzor gregris, and you're being meitzi a chotzi gregris. The sfeltnim shir, which is kamus a yisr, knows the quantity of the yisr. A bevelei b'mahusi veichusi. You did a itzor, but rather than doing a itzor on a gregris, you did on a half a gregris. Avil imach sorn who b'mahusi yisr is then zlei osr teira. If the chsorn over here is not, you're missing in the shir of the yisr. In other words, what you're missing, the component that you're missing is making, that is b'chlal missing the whole musig of the malach. So then, there's no iser. V'cheinu b'nidin didan, shahakira e'anocha levada, it's not the pshat, it's missing the shir. Harei chatzi malacha. In other words, you did half of the malach. You didn't accomplish what was supposed to be accomplished. Le chatzi shir. That's a chatzi be'echos. It's not a chatzi in kamus, in quantity. It's a chotzi in quality. In other words, you didn't do an emes in malacha. Chotzi be'echos v'gidrei mahus pulas ha'itza is lachin ein asur min atera. So therefore, it's not asur min atera. The gather of the iser is only if you did a hitza. Ha'itza means an akira anocha. If it's missing akira anocha, felt in hitza. That's the var to answer why akira without anocha is not asur min atera. The same question that's asked, b'nigeya akira without anocha, that why is an akira without anocha not osim in atera? L'chura, you could ask also b'nigeya kshira. By kshira, in order to be osim in atera, you have to make a proper kesher, and that kesher has to be a kesher shel kayoma that you want to steal with the leilum vod. So l'chura, if you made a proper kesher, but you don't have the das that this kesher should remain. So the chura, it's also, it's two components of the yisr. There's the making the kesher, and also the das that the kesher should remain. The chura, there's a svaratus think that that's also, it's a chatzi shir. That's also a chatzi shir. So on that, the Rebbe is saying no. That a chatzi shir means that you're missing in the kamus of the shir of the malacha.
But over here, these two components, without these two components, felt in the Mahus HaMalacha. Memela, since without these two components felt in the Mahus HaMalacha, so the Riber, that's why there's no Yisum HaNatera. Yeshleim Eshal Derel Zeh Ogam, B'negeh L'Kshira, B'l'chur Egam B'kesher Shein Eshal Kayoma, Hayinu K'shechoser B'siyum B'shleim Eshal Malacha Z'Kshira. You're missing, in other words, the final touch, which is that it should be also an initial kiyum, Maisa Umen. In other words, K'shechoser B'siyum B'shleim Eshal Malacha Z'Kshira, which Melech Zakshir was the Maisumen. You did a Maisumen. But you, Mipnei She'en Ekesher Aldas, She Yishur Ken Kozman She'efshir Lelias Kayim. In other words, you made a Maisumen, but you don't have in Zinnan that this should remain forever. You only want it to remain there for a certain period of time. It's also Yesh Lahakshis. You could ask the same question. Lo Meliya Osim Anateir Tom Chatzishir. You did the Maisa Akshira. Einachinami, you're missing the das. The das is another factor, but the chura, one factor you have. Vatinis wal derech hanal, the same teretz. Just like we say that akiran and hanocha is not pshat; it's felt in the mshir, as it felt in part of it in the hanocha or in the akira, felt in the malacha. You didn't do a malacha. Zal derech zeh, when a person made a kshira and he was missing the das, that it should remain. So it's not pshari, it's missing the shir. He's missing in the etzim ha-malach. Al derech hanal, ein ze chatzi shir, the kamusa shel ha-malach. Kiyim chatzi malach, chosir be'echus v'gidro mahusa shel ha-malach. Ki adas, she yishor kein le'elam, this das, hu chelek me'echusa v'gidri ha-malach. That's part of the echus ha-malach. It's not, it's another factor. Or another, it's a kilo ad-nachashtikul. It's felt in the emulach, bil'oda choser begeder emulach, v'lochin ein asur menatel. So the Rebbe is comparing these two in Yonim, that just like we find a musik that there's a concept called chatzi melacha, and therefore there's no isim menatel by itzoa for akira. So al derech zeh b'nigeya kesher she'en shel kayom, also a kesher without the das of kiyum is not a chatzi shir, which is asim menatel. Why? Because it's not a chatzi shir, it's a chatzi malach. Avol, the Rebbe continues in Siv Beis, Gimel. Avol al pizeh tzorech lehovin, b'mleches heitzo, b'akirei hanocha levadon, sh'asurim divri seifrim, is leimot sinu sheyatiru l'tzerech mitzvah. There's an isser of doing midrabonin, there's an isser of making akira, there's an isser of making hanocha, which is an isser midrabonin. And on the other end, this Issa de Rabbanan, we don't find that it should be mutal etzerech mitzvah. V'adir Rabba, mefur b'mefarshim, sh'atam, mashishonu chachom mishnosom, reish mesich de Shabbos, hadin de hitzo b'oni v'osher, why did the Mishnah chapon, honi em b'chutz v'osher b'fnim, v'asidon igea oni v'osher, u'b'gdei leheris, de gam hitzo de nesin atzidoka, mi'osher l'oni asur, that this Issa of hitzo is not only a hitzah which is not involving a mitzvah, but even a maisa of hitzah with it's involving a mitzvah, that you're giving tzedakah mi'osher l'ani, and that's also asur. Haynu sh'asur gam l'tzerech mitzvah, and that's it. V'akire hanocha levadim midivri seifrim. L'peil akire levadim hanocha levadim d'choni midrabonim. So mele the shayla is, u'maishno chatzi muleches akshira, she'ena shel kayoma, she'tiru l'tzeirich mitzvah, and over here they weren't matal l'tzeirich mitzvah. That's the kasha. So the Rebbe is asking a kasha, the l'chura we're establishing here, there's an isa de Rabbanon to do an akira without an anocha, or anocha without an akira. There's an isa de Rabbanon to make a kasha she'ena shel kayoma. Both of them are not osim and ateira. Why? Because nisht k'chotzi shir, it's a chotzi mulacha. But on the other hand, by kshira we find that it's taka osim idrabonon, but letzerech mitzvah, they will matter it. By hitzoh, akira without anocha, anocha without akira is also osim idrabonon. And on the other end, we don't find that they will matter it letzerech mitzvah. So the Rebbe is asking why. L'chura, they're comparable. These two inyonim are comparable. So l'chura, just like over here, they're matter letzerech mitzvah, over here, they should also be matter letzerech mitzvah. That's the shayla. So on that, the Rebbe answers a b'tam achilik yeshleimus. So the Rebbe is going to stelavek a yisod over here, let's just say over, that in the Isuri Shabbos, the Rabbonon, there's two types of Isur. There's a type of Isur, which the Gedera Isur is, that it's, we're worried, maybe you'll come to do an Isur Deraisa, it's like a Gedera Nesiyog. And then there's another type of Isur, which not because we're worried that you're going to come to do an Isur Deraisa, but rather because since it's Doimel, L'Melocha Deraisa, so the Chacham Maseret. It's not because they were worried that if you're going to do this, you're going to do that. The pshat is, since it's doima l'isa deiraisa, that was the isa. That was the isa. And the Rambam is medayik losh. In the Rambam is mefurish that there's two types of isa derabon. Isa derabon because shema yovi l'de isa deiraisa, and an isa derabonon because it's doima l'isa deiraisa. Now that, the Rebbe is going to be masber, that's the chilek between Akira without Anocha, Anocha without Akira, as opposed to Kshira. By Akira and Anocha, over there, the Isser was Shema Yovile the Isser Deraisa. And since over there, the Isser is Shema Yovile Isser Deraisa, so therefore, over there, they weren't Matarit L'Tzerech Mitzvah, because it's a different level of Isser, Shema Yovile the Isser Deraisa. Masha'in came by a Keshet. Over there, it's not the pshat because there was a chshash shem yovi. Over there, the vart was because it's a gather of a kshira midrabon. Midrabon and has a din al derev yakshira deiraisa. It's doim al kesha deiraisa. Since it's doim al kesha deiraisa, so therefore they aser it. And that level of iser, which is a level of iser, which is only doima, that level of iser, they were matal etzerich mitzvah. So in other words, we're talking about two isur derabonim. So although they're equal, they're equal in the fact that they're both not Yisuri Deraisa, because they're both not a Chotzi Shir, they're a Chotzi Melacha. But on the other hand, what's the gather of the Yisra Derabonon changes. By Akira and Anocha, the gather of the Yisra Melacha is Shem Yoveli the Yisra Deraisa, and because of that's the Yisra, so therefore there's no Heter L'Tzerech Mitzvah. Masha'in Kein, by a Kesher, which is not Shalkayoma, no, it's a Kesher Uman, but you're not going to keep it there. So over there, the Isser is not because of Shema Yove. The Isser is because it's Daimel Isser Deraisa. And therefore, since that's the level of the Isser, so such an Isser, they will matter L'Tzerech Mitzvah. Now, Hagufa, you could ask, why Taked by a Kesher, they only asked it because it's Daimel Isser Deraisa? And why didn't they aser a kesher because Shema Yovel the Yisur Deraisa? That'll taka be the shaila that the Rebbe is going to ask behemshech over here. That's just we'll read inside. B'tam achiluk yeshleimer. What's the chiluk? Why that by Shabbos they weren't matal etzerich mitzvah, and by kesher they were matal etzerich mitzvah? The af shishneim asur midivri seifim. Although both of them, side by Shabbos, akira alone or anocha alone, and a kesher, which is not going to remain, is awesome with the Risefrim. Mikol mokim ein tam o Yisra shav. The tam is not the same. Tam Yisra heitzo ba'kirei ba'anocha bulvad, hu gzeira shema yoveu kolechet ve'echad mehem lasis molochel shlema b'shabbos. Over there, the Rebbe Tzeichel, the Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, and other places, that the gzeira is shema yoveu kolechet ve'echad mehem lasis molochel b'shabbos. That says misugat dvorim. What kind of isurim the rabbanon? Which the Rambam tells you is the different types of isurim the rabbanon. She'asru chachomim gzeira shema yovim amisuskil. The Rambam tells you is when he starts speaking about the isurim the rabbanon, the beginning of Chofalov and Hilchos Shabbos. So he says one of the types of isurim is gzeira shema yovim amisuskil, and that's what Akira or Anoch is. Masha'in kin tam isur kshiras kesher she'ena shel kayoma hu lefi. It's also Loshen Valter Rebbe, Shemidivri Seferim, Nikre Ze Gamkin Shel Kayoma, Hail Ve'emed L'Hiskayim Ezezman. So in other words, Midrabonon, it has a din of a Keshe Shel Kayoma. Midrabonon, it has a din of a Keshe Shel Kayoma. Hainu, Shemisuga Melochis, this is the Rebbe's Taichigoyis, that Misuga Melochis, She'osru Chachom, which is also Loshen Aram over the Imperial Kofalef, Mipnei Shein Deimel Melochis. So there's two types of Isurim. There's Isurim Shem Yoveli the Isur Deiraisa, and there's Isurim Shem, because it's Doimul Amlachas. So we're learning over here that that's the difference between the Isur of Akira without Anocha, as opposed to Akesha, which is not going to remain. Akira without Anocha is a problem, because Shem Yoveli the Isur Deiraisa, It's not going to remain over there. That's the problem because it's doima. No, it's midrabona. They gave it a din of a kesher shel kayama. That was the gather of the iser that has a din of a kesher shel kayama. But not, it's not the concern koshem yovi. Mikivin she isura shem leches akshira sheinu shel kayama. Einem shum gzeira shem yovi al yidei zel iser deraisa. El rak mipnei she doima lim lecha deraisa. You'll say that there'll be a difference. Shiny b'mokim sheyesh eizit tzeirich mitzvah keitzah b'zeh. Because when we're dealing with such a issa, which we're not concerned that you're going to actually come with the issa deraisa, and it's only a problem that it's deima, so the rabbanu will make the b'mokim mitzvah. Masheinken b'mulecha akiro anocha levada sheyisurim mitam shem yovi al yidei zel issa minater. That's the problem. Is that he mistaber shalazeh yesh tzeirich lochush v'leser gang shalam lochi letzeirich mitzvah. So the Rebbe is saying, there's ha'aris over here, and the Rebbe gets involved. Maybe we'll have time later. We'll get involved. But I'll call upon him at this point in time. The Rebbe is shalom gavek a big yisoit. The yisoit advarim is that there's two types of yisur in the Rabbanan. That's clear. That's a Rambam beforish. And that by Akira, the gather of the isur is because Shem Yovel Lidei Malacha. Mashenken over here, the gather of the isur is because it's Doim Ol Malacha. And that explains why something that's Shem Yovel Lidei Malacha, so they weren't Mekel L'Tzeirich Mitzvah. Mashenken, when it's only Doim Ol Malacha, so over there they were Mekel L'Tzeirich Mitzvah. That's how the Rebbe is explaining the difference why over here L'Tzeirich Mitzvah is Mutter and over here L'Tzeirich Mitzvah is Osir, because it's a different type of Yisra D'Rabban. Okay. But on that, yes, Avol Haguvet Teirish Bir. In other words, you're saying that over here it's such a type of Yisra D'Rabban, and over here it's such a type of Yisra D'Rabban. Fine. But the Shaila is Haguvet Teirish Bir. Lama Be'emes, Lei Gozru Mi'ikore D'Dina, Gam B'Mleches Akshira She'enish Shal Kayama. In other words, a Issa Drabon, which is only a Issa Drabon, it's a Mleches Hakshira Sheinu Shel Kayama. Why weren't the Geizer, the Mleches Hakshira, which is a Drabon, Shaharim Mokim Lachshe, Shem Yovi, Lassis, Keshish Shel Kayama, Shim Lacha De Raisa. Velomba, Velachin, Te Asura, Gam Lezerich Mitzvah. What are we saying? We're saying that an Isser, which is a concern, Shem Yovei, over there, the taka wouldn't be matal l'serich mitzvah. And by a kesher, they weren't choshe Shem Yovei. Why not? L'churi, you're making a kesher, and you're making a kesher, not a kesher shel kayoma. So just like from an akira, you want to make an akira, so you were afraid from the akira to make the anocha. And even if you're making the anocha, we're afraid that you can make the anocha maybe next time or this time, instead of making just the anocha, you'll make first the akira and then the anocha. So we're worried. So why shouldn't we be worried? You're making a kesher. And originally, when you're sitting down to make the kesher, you're thinking you're going to do it only zeitweilig, temporarily. And then you change your mind and you do it leilam. Shema yovel de yisra melacha de reisa is passed by kshira, just like it passed by akira and anocha. So why isn't that the Rabban, why weren't the Rabban worried? Yeah. Sharim, that's what they were saying. Mokim lakshe, Shem Yovi lasses kesh shukayoma, which is a melacha deraisa. And if that would be the reason, so then it would have been usher, even the Terech Mitzvah. Vadvarim kal v'chemer. Im gozer ba'kirei anocha levad, aval pi shiyev shalovi mimenu melacha shlema. Kima yidei pula nisefes. In order, if from an akira or anocha, to become a melacha shleima, you have to do something else. Either la'anicha achri akira, e la'hagdim la'anocha akira. And nevertheless, the chacham wacheshish, that maybe you're not going to only do the akira, you'll also do the anocha. You're not only going to do the anocha, you'll also do the akira. Hari kolshkein, shahavu le'ligzer, b'keshe she'enish el kayoma. By a keshe she'enish kayoma, for sure they were shurim gezer. She'bichdei laver be'al isa menatera, einu chosir ala hadashi yishur kein leilu. The only thing you're missing is the das avada from making a kesher she'ena shel kayoma. It's l'chura much easier to slip in to become a kesher shel kayoma. That's the shaila the Rebbe is asking. So on that, the nekudas habir is going to be the shaila is poshut. Let's say, Nachum, let me iberate what we learned. What we learned over here is that there's a musik called that akira without anocha is only osim midrabana. The shaila is why is it a chotzi shir? The answer is no, it's not a chotzi shir, it's a chotzi malach. And al-derezeh says the Rebbe, b'negei akshira, l'chur, you could also ask, why isn't a kesher she'ena shel kayoma not osim and atera al chotzi shir? And the answer is again, because this is a chotzi malach, it's not a chotzi shir. And it's a chotzi malach. But on that, so we're comparing the din of hanocha, without akira, without hanocha, to a kesher she'ena shel kayoma. But on that, the Rebbe is asking, l'chur, vi kumtis, that a kesher she'ena shel kayoma is mutar l'tzerich mitzvah, which I said the Rabban, mutar l'tzerich mitzvah. Masha'inkin akira without anocha is not mutar l'tzerich mitzvah. So on that, the answer is because it's two different types of isur d'rabban. The isur d'rabban of akira without anocha is a isur shemi yovel de isur d'raisa. So over there, they weren't mutar l'tzerich mitzvah. Masha'inkin akeshen kayom over there, the concern wasn't shemi yovel de isur d'raisa. Over there, the concern was because it was demel isur d'raisa. And therefore, the Rabban gave it a din of a kesher shel kayoma. So memela is something of that nature, such a din, the Rabbanon, they could be mekel l'tzeirich mitzvah. It's in itself a big chiddush to say that's the chilik advar. But I'll call it, that's what the Rebbe is saying. So on that, the Rebbe is asking, that l'chure ein achinami. You tell me that's the chilik, and the chilik is understood. But haguvat zarukbiya, why weren't they geyser by a kesher she'ena shel kayoma that it should be asur? Midrabon, it should be also midrabon. Shemi yavel idei melacha l'chure. It's shemi yavel idei kayom. That's the nekudas hadvar. Yeah. This is tamaz a gishmak of vort over here in Ha'ara 19. The Rebbe is saying that the gather of a kesher she'ena shel kayoma is not a chsorin in a shear, it's not a chotzi shear because not a chsorin in quantity, but it's a different mahus. This is a different mahus. So he's asking, or in 19 he's asking, va'av she b'shulchan aruch shemavur shem ketsav b'dayte eze zman she'oz yatirenu b'vaday afilu huzman aruch meid eze shel kayomim in atero upotter. So the chur, a person made up, he wants to keep this kesher for a long time. And so we say that's only the Rabbon. But mid Rabbon, it's called the kesher shel kayoma. But on that, the Rebbe is asking the kesher over in the order, but chur yeshleim eshu chatzi shir. The chur, you could say, a person wants it to be forever, that's one shir. And if a person wants it to be there for a year, for 5 years, that's a chatzi shir. So the chura, since it's a chotzi shir, it should have a gather of a chotzi shir also minatir. Why are you saying that it's felt in the malacha? The chura felt in the mshir. So on that, the Rebbe says, no. Hadas she yishur came le'elom, abazel l'chura yeshleimer, shu chotzi shir, hadas she yishur came le'elom, hu shir, kshachesu b'dayte latir l'achir yizizman, yeshkin kol echus ha'malacha, גם המחשוב וגם הדש יישור, ורק שחוסר בשיר, לכמה זמן יהיה יישור. So in other words, you could tie that lechura, the difference between eternity and 100 years is a shir. If you want it for this amount of time, it's a chatzi shir. You have to have it forever. So on that he says, Zeini. Because the gather of you want that the kesher should be a kesher chayomah is not the pshat how long you want it to be. The gather is zayne ki kasher she yishur ken le'elam in yonehu kasher sheliya bishinu. The gather is not it's going to be here forever. The gather is that it will never be changed. V'lei kasher she yiskayim ribi zman adin seif rei lekamen bifnim. So in other words, when you say that a kasher shel kayoma yechayim min atayra, what's the gather of kasher shel kayoma? Because it's going to remain here forever. Or it's because it's never going to change. So if the gather is because it's going to remain here forever, so then there's a makom to ask. Good, remain here forever is a very long shir. And remain here for 5 years is very, very little. Legabi remaining forever. It's bein arech, lamerzom. Even we'll call it bein arech, but it's not mamish, nothing. So epis hotis. V'har raya v'estach yedua, they say 5 years is more than 4 years. So it's epis. So the chura, it's taka, it's not the full share, but it's epis. It's not nothing. So the churi should have a din of a chatzi shiros and not tere the kashis. So that the Rebbe is saying no. The difference between le'elam and for 5 years is not a difference how long it's going to be there. Le'elam is the taich, it's not going to change. It was made, and this is the way it is. Zo. Masha'enken, when it's going to change, no matter how long it's going to be, it's going to change. In other words, if it's not, this is it. This is the way it is. So it's already sinishdos. Memele felt in the ganze malacha. It'll be even clearer, behamshach, he says, lechamim b'fnim, well, behamshach, the Rebbe is going to explain in Siv Dalid, it'll be even more musbar this inyan. I'll quote ponim, this is where we're holding. The kasha is that lechura, why weren't the Rabbanim goizer by a kesha sheni shel kayoma, shem miyovi lasis de kesha shel kayoma? So the nekudas advarim that the Rebbe is going to be masbar, the chilik between a kesha sheni shel kayoma as opposed to an akira without a hanoch. Vabir bazeh, sivdala vabir bazeh, the beer, why? By Hitzah, they were geyser, Shem Yovel Lidei Melacha. And by Kesher, they weren't geyser, maybe you'll come Lidei Melacha. Agam Lechure by Kesher, it's easier, Lovel Lidei Melacha than by Hitzah. Basboras Hatam, Shateira Osra Davke Kesher Shol Kayama, Yesh Leimar. We see the Teira Asid to make a Kesher, and only in the event that the Kesher is a Kesher Shol Kayama. Why? What's the difference between a kesher shel kayoma and not a kesher shel kayoma? Yesh lemer. Melechas akshira toichno chibur v'ichod shel shnei dvor. Chutim ukiyetzibuz. The gather of kshira means to unite things, to unite chutim, that they should be united. Ve'ein kesher royli kore b'shem chibur v'ichod amiti. When is it considered united? There is united. So in other words, the point is, it's not the pshat that ba'emes there's a ma'isik shira, there's a putting the chutim together, and there's kilo another tenai that this besides doing the ma'isik shira, there has to be also a certain das. The gather of kshira means uniting chutim. If a person doesn't have the das that he should remain mu'uchid, so he didn't unite chutim. Behind us, Shadas, Shiyya Kesher Shel Kayama, who tnai b'mleches akshira. That's it's not another point. That's a tnai, and that's a minyan. B'lochin imis chavan lechatchila lekeshram, rak leizes man ulatirim acharkach. Harigam bezman sheim kshurim yachtov ein zechim dramiti, ve'enei begeder kshira sheosreter. So the gather of the fact that a kshira has to be la'ilam, let's just maybe learn inside. The fact that a kshira has to be la'ilam is neged to the etzem inyan akshira. Knows if it's meant to remain forever, so they were united. Masha'enken, if they weren't meant to remain forever, so then they weren't united. That's the gather that has to remain forever. Val pizeh yuvin, shebilodi ada sheyizkayim akesher. Is that the ena inyan shenechser chelik mishleimus pulas hamlocha? Kilo, you did something, but you didn't really do the shleimus of pulas hamlocha. El shenader milchatchila ha'ikar shemlechas akshira. You're missing the whole point. Shari achutim enam kshurim muchadim b'amis. The baklal not united. Viz ein zeis. What did you do? Ki em pula shel kiruv unegias achutim b'levado kiyetsim. There's some threads touched other threads, but nothing really happened. Umikiven she'em baze afilu miktsas vechelik shel oisem alacha she'asra ateira. Since there's not even a part of the malacha, is lachin legozer ba shem miyavi mimiktsas elasis kula viyavra lisem anateira. So that's like a next jump. In other words, when there's a malach on Shabbos, so again, there could be three madrigas. There could be a malach on Shabbos that you did the etzem malacha, but you're missing the shir. That's number one. Then there could be a metzias of a malach on Shabbos where you did part of the malacha, and you're missing another part, and because you're missing the other part, felt malacha. You did the akira, you did the Akira, which is a very important component of the Malacha, but you didn't do the Anacha. And only an Akira and Anacha together make up a Malacha. So Memele doesn't go into the Gether of Chatzi Shirasim and Atera. It doesn't go into the Gether of Chatzi Shirasim and Atera because you're missing the Malacha. It's Achim Atzi Malacha, but and it's not a Chatzi Shir. But on the other end, as the Rebbe is going to say in the end of the Sif, is that Sof Kol Sof, you did a Chatzi Malacha. A half you did. The Malacha's Shabbos is comprised of Haitzah, Akira, Hanocha, and taking it out. You did Akira, but you didn't do the rest. And because you didn't do the rest, so you can't say you did a Chatzi She, you did a Chatzi Malacha. But a Chatzi Malacha you did something. You did it, what you did, you did. Masha'enkin by Kshira, it's not Pshat is, I did the Maisa of tying, but I'm missing another part, which is the gather of the das that it should remain together. If I'm lacking the das that it should remain together, I didn't tie it. I touched two threads. That's not called tying. So it's not Pshat, I'm missing a component, without the component, it's not a malacha. Without the component, I did absolutely nothing. That's l'chura what's being said here. And therefore, now there's l'chura another point. That when you did part of the malacha, so the Chazal said, listen, you did part of the malacha. Einoch inami, you didn't do a chatzi shir. You didn't do a chatzi shir because it's a chatzi malacha. But you started doing the malacha. Chazal said, we're concerned that there's a yisur d'rabbanan that you shouldn't do this starting of doing the malacha. Even though it's not a chatzi shir, it's only a chatzi malacha, because through this you may come to end the malacha. Masha'in Kain, when a person did something, he did nothing. He did absolutely nothing. He took one thread and he touched another thread. So he didn't even start the malacha. Not sure he started the malacha. He didn't start the malacha. He didn't do anything. He took one thread and he touched another thread. So in such a thing, Pastor Chazal didn't come along and say, don't do this, because you might come to do a malacha. The Chazal only said, don't do a beginning of a malacha. Notice, there's a gather called Chatzi Shira Asim HaNateira. And there's a gather of a Chatzi Malacha, where you started doing a half of the Malacha, which is also Asim Midrabbanan, even though it's only a Chatzi Malacha, because Shem Yavi to do the whole Malacha. Masha'inkin in a case where you did absolutely nothing. So although what you're doing could may bring you to do a malacha on Shabbos. But on the other hand, since you didn't do anything, the pastor that Chazal should say, you're not allowed to do this because you might come to do a malacha. What do you mean, not allowed to do this? What am I doing? I'm doing nothing. I'm doing absolutely nothing. So Chazal didn't say on a nothing not to do it because you might come to do a malacha. Chazal said, when you start doing a malacha, even though you're not going to finish, and the mele is going to be a chatzi malacha, it's not going to be a chatzi shir, so it's not going to be asim minateira. But Chazal said, no, a chatzi malacha is also asim minateira, because you might end up doing the malacha. But here it's not a chatzi malacha, it's a nothing. So on such a thing, Chazal didn't say, even though bepeil mamish, begashmius, you're going to ask a person, where is there more likely that there'll be a problem? Could be over here there's more likely. By kesher, it's more likely there'll be a problem. But since you didn't do anything, passage that Chazal should say, an isser, mitzad this maisa, because maybe you'll come to do isser malacha. What did Chazal say? Chazal said that this is considered a meleches kshira midrabona, because since it was a maisa umen, and even though it's not a menasri iskayim le'elam, but it's a menasri is temporarily, so midrabona is a din of a meleches a new gather, that this has a new gather midrabona, but it's not that what you did is usher because you might end up doing something isser. That you might end up doing is a melacha deraisa. That's what Chazal didn't say. Let's read again inside. Well, pizza yuvin, shebelo di adashi iskayim akesher, hareina heina inyan shenechser chelik mishleimus pulas hamelacha. That's the problem. That you're missing a component, and because of that component, it's felt in the melacha. Ela sheneder melachatchilo ha'iker shemelachas akshir. Shariachutim einam kshurim muchadim b'ems. V'ein zeis kiyam pu'ula shel kiruv unegiyas achutim b'lvad keitzva. You did absolutely nothing. Mikivan, now this is the word. Mikivan she'ein b'zeh afilo miktsas v'chelik shel eisim malacha she'asra ateira is b'klal garnished. is lay gozerba. The Chacham didn't make a gzera on something which is a garnished, that maybe you'll end up doing a malacha. Shemi yavi mimiktsos elasis kula v'yaver alisim unateira. Because since this is b'chatchila a garnish, so on a garnish you can't, Chazal didn't say it. Now the Rebbe in Hara 35 says sometimes in chutzim yesh siba chazaka ligzer, that it gets involved, that sometimes there is such a gzera. But in a general situation, pastors that the Chacham should make such a gzera. Umi'atamuvin sha'atam. Sha'atam sha'afal b'kein asruach Chachomim, eini ele mishum zeh she'bechitzeini yusa, dey memalocha zun lemleches hakshira dey reisa. Umi'kivin sha'ein zeh mitam gzera, is lochin muteresi l'tzerich mitzvah v'chul. That says, since be'etzem it's not a malacha at all, be'etzem you didn't do anything, so therefore it couldn't have been assered because of exera, maybe you'll end up doing a malacha because I didn't do anything, the vaila. On the other end, why did the Chacham asser it? The Chacham asser it because it's deimul malacha. Because since bechitzenius is deimul malacha, so therefore the Chacham asser it. And mikiven she'ein ze mitam gzeira, and since the Chacham didn't asser it because of the gzeira, because the pastor should asser it besad the gzeira, and they only asser it because it's deimul l'malacha, so therefore they were able to be matter it l'tzerich mitzvah l'chein muteresi l'tzerich mitzvah v'chul. That's been a gaya kshira, where kshira without having kavana is not considered bechlal anything. When you do melacha seitzah, you do either akira or anocha. Gidur shel melacha zum and ateira. What is the gather of the melacha of itzah? He itzah yachnasa mirshus lishus. Itzah means taking something out of one rishus and putting it into another rishus. Now, how do you take something out of one rishus and put it into another rishus? That's kailul kamachalokim upratim. So doing that takes. There's a lot of comparts. There's the Akira, there's the Anocha, v'chul. Kshechose b'pulosi chelik uprad b'guf ha-malocha, when you're missing one of these components, is ima yei sha'oz eina malocha shlema av b'echusa mahusa, because you're missing that component felt in the ganze echusa mahusa of the malocha, abim mikol makim ha-mikse sha'osu upol ha-reze chelik m'pulos ha-yitzo. No, you started doing Eitzah. You didn't end up doing Eitzah, so maybe you can't say you did half Eitzah. But you started doing it. It's a chelik mepulas Eitzah. V'lochin, yesh lesser chelka. You're able to aser this chelka because this is called a chelik. Mishum gzeire, shem miyavi lasis kula, v'yavir alisim nater. No, there's the entire malacha, and there's a chelik of the malacha. Akira, or Hanocha is a chelik of the Malacha. It's not a chelik which is missing only a shir. It's a chelik which is missing the Mahus HaMalacha. But even though it's missing the Mahus HaMalacha, but it's still a chelik of the Malacha. Masha'inke by Kshira, Masha'inke by Umitam Gzeirazu, so since it's a chelik of the Malacha, they were able to say, don't do a chelik of the Malacha, because you may end up doing all of the Malacha. Umitam Gzeirazu yesh lochosh gam b'mokim shul l'tzerech mitzvah. And therefore, they said, since there's a concern, you may end up doing all the malacha. So even the tzerich mitzvah is not mutter. So nachamol. By hitzah, the malacha is hitzah. Akira is a chelik of the malacha. So, and if you're missing the rest, felt in malacha, because it's only a chelik of the malacha. But on the other hand, a chelik idos. Masha'inki by kesher, it's not pshat, there is a kesher and there is the das. If it's missing das, it's nothing. So it's not pshat, you did a chelik, you did nothing. So when you did nothing, you put one chut next to another chut, and there was nothing else involved. So then, pasnish to zogn, that Chazal should aser this nothing, because maybe you'll come to something. From a nothing, they're not going to aser. From a something, which is only a chelik, they aser. That's the nekudas advar. Now in Ha'ara 30, the Rebbe says avart, over here avart azoy. There is, if you learn, there's a concept that that a kesher shel kayom is chayv min hatera. What happens if you have a kesher which there's another chshivus to the kesher? It's not a taka kesher of chshivus. It's not a kesher shel kayoma, but it's a kesher shel mitzvah. So the question is, if a kesher shel mitzvah has a din of a kesher shel kayoma, and therefore you're chayv min hatera. That's an issue. So on that, says the Rebbe, that it depends. If you'd learn bipshitus, that there's two inyanim, there's one din that it has to be a kesher, and then there's another din that it has to be shel kayoma. So then the question is, good, so that's, it has to be a kesher, it has to be shel kayoma. How could a kesher shel mitzvah, how could the fact that it's a kesher shel mitzvah replace the need for it to be a kesher shel kayoma? L'chura, it's not a kesher shel kayoma. Masha'inkin, if the pshat that it has to be a kesher shel kayoma is the way the Rebbe is being masber here, that the kesher shel kayoma means without a kayoma, this can kesher nisht. So it's not pshat, it's a din that has to be shel kayoma. The pshat is the gather of a kesher means ichut. And without shel kayoma, heisus nisht ken ichut. So then you could derher that a regular kesher taka, if you have no interest in it being shel kayoma, heisus nisht ken ichut. Masha'inkin, if you're dealing with a kesher which is fabun with a mitzvah, so the fact that this kesher is accomplishing an inyan which is negated to a mitzvah, that gives it a shem ichud. Because it is a kesher. It's a kesher. It has a shem kesher. There's a kesher. The word is, a kesher is osur. If it's not shel kayom, it's nishkin kesher. It looks like a kesher, but it's not a kesher. It's not a kesher. It didn't start being a kesher. Masha'inkin, if something could maybe be a kesher even without being shel kayoma, so then it could be a havadin of a kesher shel kayoma. They could look in the earth 30. Bal pize shepulas hadas sheishur kein le'elam he lahachshiv es pulas akshira shetia nikra kesher shel amiti. In other words, it's not another inyan that there has to be the maisa kshira and the das of the kshira, but the das of kshira makes it that the kesher should have a din of a kesher amiti. Is yeshleimar sheheicha sheyesh ne'inyan acher. In other words, if the whole purpose of the das is only to give the kshira, din of a kshira, so could be you could have sometimes another factor which causes that the kshira should have a din kshira. Gamim ein b'dayti sheyishor kem leilam. Kimei, b'kshira shel mitzvah, which there's a musik called the mitzvah se'achshirei. That the mitzvah gives it a kshiva, so therefore, since it's a kesher shel mitzvah, so therefore it's called a kesher, even though it's not a kesher shel kayoma. Masha'enkin im Neymar, Shakshira Atzma, he gamkein chelik mehamlocha mitzad Atzma. In other words, you need to have Kshira, and then you also have to have Das. I'm sorry, no, the Kshira itself is a chelik mehamlocha mitzad Atzma because there's a maisa called Kshira. Vada she yishur kein le'ele marizet nag mehamlocha, kilo, the Kshira without the Das is also Kshira. But you need a kshira plus das. That it's a tnai, kilo, in order for this kshira to be, the kshira is a kshira without das. But with the das, that's a tnai. Shish hariz a tnai bamalacha. Aval ein zelach, ve ein olach shiva kshira, is oz le yel mashi kshira kshuva shal mitzvah, ki mishachos a tnai. Al kol ponim, the Rebbe is saying that this word, it'll be nizbata, whether there could be another factor that should give the kesher a din of a kesher, even if it's not shel kayoma. So it depends, what's the din of the kesher shel kayoma? If the din of kesher kayoma is in order it should be called a kesher, so it could be called a kesher another way, without being a kesher shel kayoma. Mitzvah se'achshivei. Masha'in kein, if the reason why it has to be a kesher shel kayoma is because it's important that it should be, no, a kesher is a kesher without shel kayoma. And there's another factor, the shmi shel kayoma, is mehecha tesa, that another inyan, not shel kayoma, should also be enough to make it a din kesher shel kayoma. Yeah, that's the vort of here. Maybe we should get back to this har again to get through the details, but I don't want to, it's already too wrong in harichos over here. So I may, I don't know how much time I'm allotted over here. See if hey. Al pize yivur, now, so this is the word. So the word was that on one hand, the Rebbe compared that a kesher, she'ena shel kayoma, to a akira without hanocha. He compared the two. And that's why they're both only osim midrabbonim, because it's not, they're both not a chotzi shir, it's a chotzi malacha. On the other hand, he makes a distinction that by kesh, by hitzah over there, the issa was shem yovel de malacha. Masha'inkin by ksharim over there, the issa wasn't shem yovel de malacha. It's because it's de malacha, and that expresses itself by the fact that by kshira it's mutal letzirich mitzvah. Masha'inkin by akirin anoch it's not mutal letzirich mitzvah. And the question was why by kshira wasn't there also an issa shem yovel de malacha? So on that, the Rebbe explains the chilik between a kesher She'ina shel kayoma, as opposed to akira without anoch. Akira without anoch is takanar a chotzi shir, but it's a chotzi malacha. Masha'inkin, a kesha she'ina shel kayoma is not only not a chotzi shir, it's not even a chotzi malacha. It's a gor garnished. Unless it has shel kayoma, it's garnished. Elamai, the Rabbanon said, that has its doimul malacha. Yeah, that's in the Kudus Advarim. Mele pasnish to make an isser on a kesher she'ena shel kayoma shem yovel de malacha, because the chacham didn't ask a garnished. Yeah. See if hey al pize yivur gam atam. Now we're going to back to the original question of the sicha. Why does it say moedidin before kosher? And the Rebbe asked that lechura moedidin is came first. First of all, kosher was first. And nochmer lechura koishrin is more karev leisur than the moedidin, because koishrin is daimalim lecha Shabbos, and moedidin is only a daimalim aisachel. So mimela, since the isur of koishrin is easier to understand than the isur of moedidin, so lechura the heter of koishrin is a bigger chidush than the heter of moedidin. So mimela, so lechura should have said koishrin before moedidin, because the heter of koshin is a bigger chiddush. And the rule is that you're simits are the seder of how it happened, and simits are the fact that it's a bigger chiddush, it should have said first. And here the Rebbe is going to explain, if we just understood that kshira, the gather of kshira, without a kesher shel kayoma, is be'etzem not a kshira at all. And it's only a gather of doima l'mlocha. So here the Rebbe is going to explain how be'emes, the fact that they were matter moedidin is a bigger chiddush than the fact that they were matter kosher. Alpize yivur gam atam mashishonu b'mishna b'mesiim ha'mesechta moedidin v'achar kach kosher. Nizbor le'il shebikshira's kesher she'ena shel kayoma shasru chachomim ein shum chelik memleches hakshira d'irais. No, there was no kshira at all. The kshira deraisa didn't happen. Ho isur urak, what's the isur of making this kshira? Urak mtnei shedoyma hakesha l'kshira gmura menater. Lepel, this kesha, there's nothing about it that's really a part of a kesha deraisa. But lepel mamish, such a type of kesha, is doyma l'kesha gmura menater. Dainu she'eni suri bo mitzat. Now here the Rebbe says, the Eini Suri Bo Mitzat Pula Sakshira. You can't say, you did something Akshira. Ki Imrak Mipnei Shiyesh L'damoysa L'inyin Acher L'mlocha Asura B'li Shum Shaychas Ila. So he see Meres Shaluli Adimnyin Ein Tam L'Isra Akshira Mitzat Atzim. What did you do? You did Akshira, which be'etzem, the kshira menatera, you did nothing. You didn't start it. You did absolutely nothing. Elamai, lepeil mamish, through what you did, igivar na kshira. And that kshira is doima l'mlocha d'irais. So Meir Chazal didn't want that what happens from what you did, that I was saying, it seems the way I'm understanding it. You know, there's what you did, and what came out from what you did. So when you do a malacha on Shabbos, the issue is you did a maisa malacha. There was an asiyas malacha. You were even there's a chiyuv b'shem hashvi'i tishbeis, and there's leisasa malacha. You did a malacha. Even if you did part of a malacha, so midrabbonon, you did a shtikal malacha. Even though midiraisa it's not aser, midrabbonon it's aser, because you did part of a malacha. you did the Akira. Over here, Midiraisi, you did nothing. So what did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan, I think that's what's happening over here, that the Rabbanan is saying that Einachnami, you did nothing on a Diraisidika level. Abulapel, since from what you did came out a something which is Doimulim Lecha Shabbos, the Chachamim didn't want that you should do something which from what you did comes out something which is Doimulim Lecha Shabbos. And Memelis, so that's the issue. So I think the issue is not like what you did, what comes out from what you did. That's the way I'm understanding. The Hainu, I'll read again the last few lines of this. The Hainu, she'eni suribo mitzat pula sakshir. What you did. Ki imrak mipnei she'yesh le'damesa le'inyan acher. It seems like pula sakshir. Pula sakshir means the effect of what you did. L'mloch hasir, b'lishim shaykh hasila, even though be'emes, it's not really a melech ha'shabbos. What you did is not a Melech HaShabbos. You didn't do anything. But what you did is doing with a Melech HaShabbos. So he said, Shaluli Adimyan, ain't time lesser akshir misadatsmi. What you did is nothing wrong. It's just that there's a comparison from what happened, from what you did to a Melech HaShabbos. Masha'inkin pu'ulas ha-medida, when you did medida, afal pi, she'eini surah mitzat shaykhas m'lochas ha-surah m'natera, Lechelik meimana v'le diminela has no comparison, no connection to any yisur diraisa. El shakol yisay the yisurah rak midrabon. So the chura you would say that it's less of a reason to aser. Ula miidoch harimizeh gufa muchach she yisurah mitzad atzma mitzad puulas hamedida shehu maisechel v'zil zushabos. They heard this word that. When a person is moided b'Shabbos, say ain't a chinami. There's no deraisa here at all. But what did the Chachamim not want? The Chachamim didn't want medida. They didn't want medida. Your medida is a problem. Why? Because it's a zilzel. Doing a maisa medida is a zilzel. The act was a problem. This act that you're doing is a problem. Midrabon, the Chachamim didn't want it. What's the problem of doing a malacha of kshira, which is not shalkayomba? What I did is not a problem. In other words, be'etzem, what I did is not a problem. What is the problem? The problem is there's such a malacha deraisa that's called kshira. And what I did is a daimel of that malacha. So mail comes out. So from my action came out something which is daimel of malacha's kshira. What I did be'etzem is not a problem. It's only a problem because it's daimel. So the Rebbe is saying that what you did being a problem is a greater iser than when you do something which bats and what you did is not a problem. It's just what comes out from what you did is doimel to a Melech HaShabbos, and therefore the Chazal don't want you doing it. It's kilu, what they don't want, that from your actions should come out something which is doimel to Melech HaShabbos, even though in your act itself there was no iser. As opposed to Medida, where the Chacham didn't want this act. Over here, the Chacham didn't want this act, and over here, the Chacham didn't want this titzah, which from your act, which is going to be Daimalim Lecha Shabbos. That's how the Rebbe is differentiating between the Isser Medida, which is Midrabanan, and the Isser Kshira, which is also Midrabanan, Kshira Sheinu Shel Kayom, which is Daimalim Lecha Shabbos. That is the difference between the Gufa Pula as opposed to the Titzoy Sapul. Melo mitam ze mistaber shebe medida shebe geder isa mitzad atzmei, since there's the act of medida in itself a maisa iser, is yesh lahachme bo yesme b'kshira she'en isurim mitzad atzmei kanal. So even though this iser is an iser which has a certain connection to a deraisa, and this iser has no connection to a deraisa, but over here, the issue is the Chacham don't want this act. And over here, the Chacham don't want, there's nothing wrong with what you did. The only problem is that it's Daim Lemlecha Deiraisa. So therefore, V'lochem, Kshamishna, She'en Yisur Mitzad Asm Kanal, is Lachem Kshamishna Bo Leheris, She'shtein Hutru Letzerech Mitzvah, is Arei Behetra Medida, Iker Revusi Yisir. There's the heter that it will matter even an act which the Chacham mastered. But this act is an act of Yisr. And the Chacham said, L'serich mitzvah, you can have this act of Yisr. As opposed to a malacha, which is a malacha, which over there, the act is not a problem. The problem is only that through this act, it's doyma l'mlecha Shabbos to melecha d'iraisa. So that's a bigger chiddush, to be matr medida, as opposed to be medat madr kshira. Zarei beheter ha-medida ikar avusi yaseira, mishum zanokta al pidivri ha-teses anal, shachidush sorach liyas nishna tchila. First they say, meididin tchila v'charka v'kesh. So that's in the Kudas Advarim. So Kitzer Amaisa, the Kudas Advarim is that the Rabbi had a kasha. Why does it say first, meididin and then koshin? L'chure, the Seder Advarim should first be koshin, then meididin. And also, l'chure, in Indian l'chure, koshin is a bigger chiddush, that they were matter koshin than they were matter meididin. And the maskon of the sikh is no. That after we derher that koshin be'emes is mamish a very shvachi iser. It's a very shvachi iser. It's an iser in the sense that the says it's not only it's a chotzi. It's not a chotzi. No, first thing we went through to explain that akira without hanocha is only a chotzi malach. It's only a chotzi malach. And then the Rebbe continued that kshira. First of all, it's also only a chotzi malach. He says no, kshira is not even a chotzi malach. It's Bechlal Garnish, because if you're missing the Shel Kayome, Bechlal felt in the Ganze Musig of Kshira. So it comes out, Kshira is absolutely nothing. And therefore, they didn't answer it because of a Chshash, Shemi Yovel Dei Melocha. Because the Kshira is absolutely nothing. And therefore, the Isser was only because it's Dei Melocha. And as a result of that, that's why it's easier to be Matal Letzerich Mitzvah. So the Rebbe is saying, something that's only yosef because it's doima l'malacha. Even though it's only it's doima l'malacha deiraisa, is less of an iser than something that's oser midrabanan because it's uv d'chil, and therefore the heter of a medida l'tzerich mitzvah an uv d'chil l'tzerich mitzvah is a greater chiddush than the heter of koishun, a kesher sheinu shel kayom l'tzerich mitzvah. That's the nekudas hachidush over here. And the Rebbe brings in the Ma'ara 38 a dugma. So a dugma he brought. It's in other places also. This is some safer that there's a din of yontiv sheinu shel galus. So the chura parshas yontiv sheinu shel galus is because of a sveika diyem. It was a sofik. You didn't know which day was yontiv. Now the sofik was only by other yom tev because it came out. Before the 15th, by the 15th of the month, so whatever. So there was a suffix if the Adam didn't come yet. Mashenki, when it came to Shavuos, since Shavuos is always the 50th day after Sfiras Emor, so they already knew, everybody knew already when Shavuos is, because they knew already when Pesach was. Mele, when they knew when Pesach is, so it's not Negev when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was. The Chatzeres, Pom B'chamishim, Pom B'shishim, Pom B'shvi. So Mele, it's not Negev really when Pesach was. When Shavuos, when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was, so lechura, so what's the inyan of having a yontiv sheni on Shavuos? So Gemara says shalei lechalik b'meidus. Now since shalei lechalik b'meidus, since the other yom tov there's a yontiv sheni, Rosh Chodesh is also a yontiv sheni. Those places where over here there's a yontiv sheni, over here there's a yontiv sheni. So lechura, you would think that since it's only shalei lechalik b'meidus, it's more kulidik. The Chassam Sefer says fakert. And when you have something which is based on a suffix deraisa, so a suffix deraisa is only a suffix. It's only a suffix. And memela, there's kulas. Mashenkin over here, since it's based on a vade, it's a vade. So eino chinami, it's a vade derabonon. But it's a vade derabonon is more chomor than over there, a suffix deraisa. That's l'chura devort of the Chassam Sefer. Since it was based on a vade, so that's greater than the other ones, which is a suffix. It's a suffix. So the Rebbe is like comparing. That over here, the Maisa Medida is a Issa Derabbanan. Einachem is a Issa Derabbanan, but it's a Issa Derabbanan, which is a clear Issa Derabbanan, that this Maisa is a Issa. Masha'inkim b'negeya, the Issa Kshira, Issa Kshira is not the Issa, the Maisa Kshira. The Maisa Kshira is not an Issa. Be'etzem, l'churi, you didn't do anything. The problem is only, it's like this Maisik Shira is Daimul Akshira Deiraisa. It's like a, so the fact that it's Daimul Akshira Deiraisa doesn't have that Chumra that a Maisim did has. Maybe it needs further explanation.
So again, Bekitzer, the Nekudas HaSicha was the Rebbe Shtelzach on the last Mishnah in Shabbos, where there was a story that there was a concern that Tumah is going to go from one window to another house across the alley. And on that alley, there was a gigas, like a big bathtub, we'll call it, that had a crack across the gigas. And there was a concern that if that gigas is a din oil, so it's going to go out of the window where there might be soon a mess, and enter in under that gigas and go into the window, which was across from this window in the next house. So the first thing they did was they were poikikin, which they put over there a pach shel cheres with the outside of the cheres towards the tumah, and therefore the tumah shouldn't be able to be over, because a cheres is not mekabel tumah migabi. That was the first thing they did. And then they went ahead and they took a keli, a mekida, a klicheres, and they tied it with a gemi to a stick, and they brought the stick up to the gigas to measure whether or not the crack on the gigas was a tefach. And if it was a tefach, so there's no concern about the tumah. And if it's less than a tefach, so there is a concern about the tumah. That's what it says. That's what the story was. So that Mishnah says that from here we could see that poikikin moididim v'koshin. The Rebbe is asking, why does it say poikikin moididim v'koshin? It should have said poikikin koshin or moididim. The pastors, why does it say poikikin first? Because that's what happened first. Now there was that koshin. First they were poikikin, then they were koshin, then they were moididim. Then the Rebbe suggests that maybe the reason why it says poikikin first is not because it happened first, because poikikin is a bigger chiddush than the others. Because poikikin is a chiddush that you're allowed to be poikik even l'tzeirich choyl, even without the tzeirich mitzvah, without a tzeirich mitzvah. Masha'enken koshin amedidin is only l'tzeirich mitzvah. So the Rebbe explains that it's a bigger chiddush. And so maybe that's the reason. But from desven, noniel that poikikin is said first because it's a bigger chiddush. But if we'll assume that koshin amedidin are both on the same level of chiddush, that they're both yisurim derabonim, and they're both mutter l'tzeirich mitzvah. So over there, l'chura, the Mishnah should have said it according to the Seder, how it happened, which was first koshin and then moididim. That's the shaila. And then the Rabbi asked nachmer. Furthermore, there's nachmer reason why it should have said first koshin and moididim. Because the issue of koshin is because it's day malum lacha day raisa. Moididim is only because it's an uvdin dechel, it's a zilzul Shabbos. And the seichel to aser koshin is l'churi easier than to be aser meididin. It's like a bigger chiddush to aser meididin. So the chiddush that you're matter koshin is a bigger chiddush than the chiddush that you're matter meididin. So meila. So for that reason as well, it should have first said koshin and then meididin. So from Baala Zaiten, it should have said first koshin and then meididin. And why l'peil does it say meididin and then koshin? That's the kash. And the Nekudas HaTeretz is that Maskonas HaDvarim of the Sicha, that no, that Be'emes, Koshin is a bigger, Moedidin is a bigger Chiddush. Although Moedidin is only an Inyan of Zilzul Shabbos. And Koshin is an Inyan Akshira, which is a Kesher Umen, which is Einishal Kayoma, is Doima Lumlecha Shabbos. But from Deswegen, there's a certain Chumra in Moedidin Legabi Koshin, and therefore the Heter of Moedidin Legabi Koshin is a bigger Chiddush. How did the Rebbe establish that Moedidin is a bigger Chiddush than Koshin? So on that, the Rebbe started in explaining, first of all, the concept that there's an Inyan called the Chotzi Melacha, as opposed there's a Musa called the Chotzi Shir, which is Asim and Ateira. But a Chotzi Melacha is not Asim and Ateira, and therefore Akira without Hanacha is only Asim and Rabbanan, even if we hold that Chotzi Shir by Shabbos is Asim and Ateira. And Al Derev Zeh by Kshira, a Kesha Sheina Shal Kayama, L'chura, you could also ask, L'chura, it's a Chotzi Shir. So the answer is no, it's not a Chotzi Shir, it's a Chotzi Melacha. And therefore, it's also, it's not Asim and Ateira.
So the chur, they're similar. There's a similarity to a kesher which is not there to remain. As and al deraz and akira without a hanocha. But on that, the Rabbi asks lechura, we find that a kesher she'ena shel kayoma is something that they were matel tzerich mitzvah. Masha'enke and akira without a hanocha, hanocha without akira, we don't find that they were matel tzerich mitzvah. So what's the chilik? So on that, the Rebbe explains the chilik between the iser of a akira without a hanocha as opposed to a kesher she'ena shel kayoma. That in Akira without Anocha, the Isser is because Shem Yovi, there's two types of Isser in the Rabbon. There's Isser the Rabbon of Shem Yovi, the Mlacha de Raisa, and then there's Isser the Rabbon because it's Doimel Mlacha de Raisa. So, Banege Akira without Anocha, the Isser the Rabbon is because Shem Yovi, the Isser de Raisa. Masha'inkin, the Isser of a Kesher over there, it's not because of Shem Yovi, the Isser de Raisa. Over there, the Hagdari is because it's Doimel Yisr Deraisa, not because it's Shem Yovel Yisr Deraisa. That's what brings the rise from the Lashenis and the Alter Rebbe, the gather of the Yisr of a Kesher Shein Shel Kayom, which is not there to remain. And therefore, that's the explanation. When we're dealing with an Yisr, which is Shem Yovel Yisr Deraisa, so that's the reason why they weren't matterit, even the Tzerech Mitzvah, because there's a Chshash Shem Yovel Yisr Skila. Masha'inkin, when we're dealing with the Issa Rabbanan, which the whole gather of the Issa Rabbanan is only because it's day with the Melacha de Raisa, so such a Melacha de Rabbanan, they will matter the Tzerech Mitzvah. Although there are exceptions that the Rebbe gets involved in the Ha'aretz, but that's generally the rule. And that explains why by Akira or Anocha, there's no Heter the Tzerech Mitzvah, as opposed to a Kesher She'ena Shel Kayom. But on that, the Rebbe asks, so Guvet Tzarek Bir. Why by a kesher shel kayoma? They were she'ena shel kayoma. They were only geizer because it's doima. Why weren't they taka geizer shemi yovel li yisid deraisa? And nachmer lechur the chshash of shemi yovel li yisid deraisa by a kesher she'ena shel kayoma is greater than an akira without anocha because by akira without anocha you have to do another maisa. Masha'enk and a kesher kayoma it's only a question of das. So lechur over there there's more of a concern shemi yovel li yisid deraisa. So on that, the Rebbe is masber that although both they're similar in the idea that say a hakira without anocha and say a kesher she'ena shel kayom is not only is not a chotzi shir but it's felt in the whole muhus of the malacha. But in this itself, that's a felt in the muhus of malacha. There's a difference between hakira without anocha as opposed to a kesher she'ena shel kayom, and that is. That Bechlal, the gather of a kesher is being ma'achet to inyon. So therefore, if something is a kesher, she'ena shel kayoma, it's not the pshat is, that be'etzem, you did the ma'isik shira. And sudertzu, you need the ma'isik shira plus das. If you don't have this das of being a kesher, shel kayoma, it's not missing a prat. It's missing the whole concept of kesher. So Bechlal garnish, you didn't do anything. There was no kesher. And Mimela, that's Benigeya Kesher. Masha'inkin Benigeya, Akira without Hanocha, is Enoch Nami, Akira without Hanocha is not a Malacha. Because you need all the components of a Malacha in order to have a Shem Malacha. But on the other hand, you can't say you did nothing. Eitzo is comprised of Akira, Hanocha, and Eitzo. So if you did an Akira, you did something. You did an Akira. You didn't do a Malacha, you did an Akira. So Mimela, when you did something, so the Chacham said that this something that you did, there's a concern. Don't do this something, because with this something you may come to do a Issa Deraisa. Masha'inkin b'negeya kshira, where over there kshira is be'etzem without the das, it's bechlal nothing. It's not pshat, it's missing a part. Siglat garnish is like putting two chutim together, because it's not really mu'uchid. So Memela Hotnish Kinorda, the Chacham say, don't do this because with this you're gonna come to Issa Deraisa. I didn't do anything. It's a thing that when I did something, passes on, don't do this because I might come to Issa Deraisa. Masha'inkin, making a kesher, which is not a kesher, was putting two chutim together, which is not really a kesher, Hotnish Kinorda, that they should answer it because of a chshash. Shem Yovel the Issa Deraisa. That's what the Rebbe is being mechadish. And on that, Shem Yovel the Issa Deraisa. So Mele, we did have a chilek that a kesher without das is bechlal not a chefzer of a kesher. It's not pshat. There's a kesher plus das. It's bechlal not a chefzer of a kesher. And what's a kesher? A kesher is that you have no intention of changing it. That's the taicha emes a kesher. So on that, so now the Rebbe continues, but he gave the answer to the first question that sofkos of it comes out that ba'atzam, when a person makes a kesher in shel kayama, he didn't do anything. He really didn't do anything because it's not really a kesher. So what's the iser? The iser is that sof kol sof, what came out of his act, although his act wasn't really an act of doing any kesher, but what came out of his act is something which is doim l'mlacha d'iraisa. So sof kol sof, so that's why they made an iser. The iser was not for what you did, but what came out from what you're doing, that it's doim l'mlacha d'iraisa. So mele, even though l'chur is doim l'mlacha d'iraisa, but since you didn't do anything wrong be'etzem, so memeila, so it's a very shvach iser. Masha'in kein moidedin, even though moidedin is bechalal, has no mocker in menatera, there's no iser. But lepeil mamish, the maisa that you're doing is a zilzul Shabbos, and the chacham maasad, this maisa of zilzul Shabbos. So the chumra of, in other words, the chumer of doing a maisa which is an iser Shabbos, which with the mice is an Isser Shabbos. It's only Isser with the Rabbanon, it's an Isser of Zilzu Shabbos. But Lepel, you're doing a mice with that mice is a Zilzu Shabbos. And to be matter, a mice which is a Zilzu Shabbos, with Tzerech Mitzvah, is a greater Chiddush than being matter, the Koishrin, which the mice itself really didn't do anything. It's just that from this mice comes out something which is a Doima, Lemlecha Shabbos. That's easier to be matter, and therefore the chiddush of moedidim comes first. That's why it says moedidim and then kush. That's the nekuda of the beer of the Rebbe. Why it says moedidim before kush? That sof kol sof moedidim is a greater chiddush than kush. And then the Rebbe explains in pnimis inyanim that there's three inyanim, there's poikikin, and there's moedidim and kushim, which is connected the three madregas in Shabbos. Just like the beginning of Masechta Shabbos starts with Eitzah, because the gather of all Melechus Shabbos is the union of taking something out of Rishus HaYochid and bringing it into Rishus HaRabim, which means bringing it into a place which shaykes the union of Klippus to the Preda. So Al Derek Zeh, the Tzim of Masechta Shabbos, is telling you what was accomplished through Shabbos. What was accomplished through Shabbos, that it became Poikikin, Moedidin, and Koshin. The Rebbe's Masber, that in Shabbos there are dry madregas, there's the mile of the Shabbat and yema of the Shabbat, and then there's Shabbos, which is by Mincha, which is Raivin Choraivin. So, and that's the three madregas of Shabbos, which is connected with that Friday night we say Bo, and Shabbos by day, but in the morning we say Boi, Yiluchu Voi, and Shabbos afternoon we say Bom. So what's the Indian that on Friday night, that's the Aliyas HaMalchus. That says, during the week, Malchus is Yered and Biyah. Inside them, that Malchus is Yered and Biyah, Ragle Yeredis, so there's a Mokum for Klippus. Masha'in came Friday night, when Malchus is Ela, it's Ela back into Atzilu, so a world is created, a world which doesn't give a place for Klippus. And this Inya, that Malchus is Ela, is connected to Avedis Yisroel, and Aved of Yidden. And that's why Yidden are referred to as being Shutfim Bakudish Borchum, my sebracious. Because the Avish that created a world, we ruach tzveinis enim suvevs, which means tzofen, which means shama tiposachara. Over there, shachadin from klippas. Over there is enim suvevs, it's not closed. There could be a metzias of klippas. And when a yid threw his aveda on Shabbos, starting with the Kabbalah Shabbos and Shmirah Shabbos, so that causes that it should be Aliyas Hamalchus. And Mele, we have a world where the Ruach Tzveinus is Yemusufavus. It's closed. That's the first Madrega. And then that causes that on Yem of the Shabbat is Nimshe Chahaya Madrega, not only Malchus, but it's Nimshe Chahaya Madrega of Hashpoh, which is Zoh. And then on Shabbos by Minchid, the Raiv the Choraivin is Nimshe Chnocha Hechra Madrega, the Madrega which is able to be Ma'achid, Zoh and Malchus. And that's why Friday night it's Bo, and Masha'in came Shabbos in the morning, it's Voy, and Shabbos afternoon, it's Bom. Because Dor Ratzach Ving Malchus and Dor Ratzach Ving Zoh,
und da redet sie wegen der Madrege, was ist Heches von Malchus und so. In Memele is and that's the three inyanim that says in the Mishnah. There's the poikakin, which means you close the ruach tzvenis, which is enemus of avis. It's closed. You close the world from klipas, like in the story over there. You were closing it up and you were stopping the tumah from coming in. And then there's the inyan of meidadin, which is connected to midah, which is fabun with zo, which is the inyan hamidas. And then there's the higher madrega, the madrega of Koshrin, which is being Mamshel, that Madrega, which is able to be Mekasher, the Zoh and Malchus, which creates that this world should become Mu'uchid with the Eberster, which is an Inyan of Echod and Yochid. That's the Nekudas Hadvarim, the Kitzan Imritz.